After 21 people were murdered at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, many lawmakers suggested that all schools should have armed officers on site. It's not the first time that suggestion has been made. A few decades ago, it was another school shooting in Columbine, Colorado, that led to a surge in law enforcement officers assigned to elementary and high schools. Mark Schindler has been analyzing the data to determine whether these officers actually helped prevent school shootings. Schindler is co-author of a Brookings Institution and American Enterprise Institute report on school policing. He's also executive director of the Justice Policy Institute, a national nonpartisan organization with expertise in juvenile and criminal justice issues. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So you have done the research. The big question is, does having police on site, on campus, actually increase safety in schools?
Unfortunately, there's no research, at least that I'm aware of, and no credible research that shows that having police in schools makes schools safer. I'm a parent of two high school kids in public school in D.C. I wish the research said that that would make schools safer, because most schools do have school police these days. But unfortunately, the research doesn't bear that out, and there actually is unintended consequences, negative consequences to having police in schools.
Well, let's break that down just a little bit. How exactly did you go about your research? What were you looking at?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've looked at all the credible research that's out there, that's looked at the impact of school police, both from a safety perspective and otherwise. Again, unfortunately, there's no research that shows that police make schools safer. There is research that shows that police in schools actually result in higher rates of suspensions and expulsions, and of kids being referred to the justice system, what is commonly referred to as the school-to-prison pipeline. And unfortunately, the research also shows that those negative, and I think largely unintended consequences, fall disproportionately on youth of color, particularly African-American youth. So at its core, this is also a civil rights issue.
Most people have seen fairly horrifying videos. Sometimes they go viral of police officers in schools handcuffing crying children. And at one point, there was a kindergartner getting handcuffed. We've seen videos of teenagers being body slammed by school resources officers. And we spoke with reporters in Illinois recently who found that police were fining parents for the misbehavior of their kids. From your research, at least, when you talk about this increase in expulsions and suspensions and arrests, are police changing the paradigm of discipline in schools?
They absolutely are, and very unfortunately so. If we want safe schools, we actually do know what types of investments and what types of policy approaches would work, and it's not school police.
So I'm sure you've heard the argument from some conservative lawmakers who say, look, we have officers guarding banks. Why shouldn't we have officers guarding our children? What's your response to that?
Well, if there were research that showed that officers in schools made our children more safe, I would be all for it. But there isn't. And it also creates environments that essentially turn our schools into jail and prison-like environments. And we hear that from young people all the time. And so in order to create a safe learning environment for young people, we have to create a place where they feel safe. And the reason that's important is because we want young people to trust the adults in the building, in the school, so that if something is amiss, if there is a concern, and oftentimes the kids know about it, that they feel like there's someone they can trust who they will tell. And that's just not police.
And one of the points that you make in your report is about the high cost of providing armed officers in schools and what the trade-off is for that. Can you explain a little bit more about the recommendations you give in terms of how to spend precious funds?
That's right. For safety in schools, what we know is that having mental health counselors, social workers, alternative dispute resolution programs, teachers trained in dispute resolution, those are the types of things that are most effective and most cost-effective. Police actually typically cost more. So why would I spend money on something that's less effective but more expensive?
I can imagine how it might seem like the best response to the threat of gun violence is to have someone there who's trained in dealing with armed people, armed criminals.
Right.
So what is your response when you hear those arguments?
Well, my response is it's an appealing argument. It's just not backed up by any research or evidence. And the evidence is the opposite. And, you know, I think it's important to not forget the moment we're in and the context we're in of 2+ years into a worldwide pandemic. Before the pandemic, there was insufficient counselors and social workers in our schools. Now, with kids having been under extraordinary stress for the last 2+ years, like all of us have, the mental health needs have grown exponentially. Quite frankly, we don't know yet the true impact on the mental health needs of our young people. But now we should be investing even more so in those mental health supports and services for young people because they desperately need them. They desperately needed them before the pandemic. They need them even more now. So we just simply can't afford to divert money to law enforcement in schools, which we know isn't effective, away from the types of things we know is needed and now needed even more than ever.
Mark Schindler is Executive Director of the Justice Policy Institute. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.